All right, 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can go to facebook.com/WKAR news to weigh in as well. I'll get to your comments in just a moment. You can also join the conversation on Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. I want to take a break from college basketball just for a moment here because this is one of my favorite sports shows out there. You guys know, longtime listeners know that I've got a big crush on the show HBO's Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel because I love the kind of work they do. It's in-depth journalism. Done, you know, on sports, of course, but they bring you stories that you just don't normally get from, you know, the worldwide leader ESPN or any other medium for that matter. And they did a story in the month of January that centered on high school sports, in particular concussions and the ripple effect that it has had in the world of football. Now, you're sitting there listening to me and saying, oh, Al, here we go again, right? We all know about how concussions are affecting the game at the youth level and, you know, CTE and the potential harmful effects that could have on those in youth sports, you know, little ones in youth sports and those who play the sport as adults, blah, 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 right? And that's nothing to say blah, blah, blah at because that's a very, very serious topic. But there's another layer to this that HBO brought to the fold in doing some pretty extensive research that hasn't been reported on prior to. I just want to play a snippet. We do have the snippet queued up. Now, again, this is coming from HBO's Real Sports. It's a piece by Bernard Goldberg, who's one of the best in the game. I love watching him on HBO's Real Sports. And it centers around Freedom of Information Act request to Illinois public schools to determine the growth and the percentage of students receiving public assistance that make up rosters of the state's high school football teams. Check it out.
For the last year, Real Sports has filed Freedom of Information Act requests in towns and cities across the United States to learn if there's a change in the makeup of who's playing America's favorite game, a decade into the sport's concussion crisis. The answer, it seems, is yes. In town after town and city after city, records show that overall the number of boys playing football is falling fast, except among one group, the poor. Boys whose families qualify for government assistance, their participation in football is on the rise.
We've seen, you know, these sorts of trends in other sports, for example, boxing. But until now, no one's actually collected this data and looked at it.
We brought our research to Dr. Emily Crotius, a professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington, who has been studying participation patterns in football.
It's new data. I was, you know, really excited that, you know, through the Freedom of Information request, this data was available because I've been wanting to answer this question for a while.
So, again, that's just a small snippet of the larger story that Bernard Goldberg of HBO's Real Sports did. It was a 20-minute piece. And, you know, HBO's Real Sports basically provided evidence that families with money are taking their children out of tackle football because of worries about concussions. However, when it comes to families out there that are receiving government assistance that are struggling, basically, right? The percentage of those young athletes, those students, when it comes to participation in the game of high school football, the numbers are actually rising. All right. It notes that between 2012 and 2017, the percentage of players from poor backgrounds increased 25%, even as the number of players declined, because that's what's happening across the nation right now. The overall numbers when it comes to youth participation in high school football are declining. Declining about 14.8% actually in that time period from 2012 to 2017. That's an alarming rate, isn't it? But those families who have money, who are well off, they're the ones who are primarily taking little Johnny and little Tommy off the high school football roster, while families in communities that aren't well off, that are struggling, receiving government assistance, poorer backgrounds, they're saying go out there, play. Increasing 25%. And when you really just sit back and think about that, it doesn't really surprise you, right? Because those who live in poor communities, you know, I'm from the west side of Detroit, and the mindset of many of my friends growing up, you know, Joy Road in Granville near Cody High School, you know, I grew up in that area, and a lot of my friends in the D, they looked at basketball or football as a way out, as a way to become a millionaire and to live a lavish lifestyle and to help the, you know, their respective families. It really is a way out. And it also in the piece, it interviewed, you know, Goldberg interviewed a parent who is receiving government assistance. And she talks about her young son who plays the game of football, who's really, really good. He's like nationally ranked. And he just asked her, I mean, you know, why? Even though you know these numbers, and you know the detrimental effects that CTE and concussions can have long term, you know, why allow your son to play? And she says, this could change our lives. You know, this could make us millions if he makes it. This could be our way out, despite what the numbers say. And that's a mindset. You know, we do desperate things, man, right? When we're in tough positions in life and we're willing to risk something for a possible high reward when we are in very dire situations. When we are in dire economic situations. And it's very alarming. It really is. And I just know for me, if I am blessed to have one day have an Alan Martin III, I'm not letting him play U football. I'm just not. Another added layer to this as well. Real Sports doing some further digging. And this one really is quite amazing as well. Bernard Goldberg and his team found that those who live in poor communities aren't as educated in the effects of CTE, of concussions, and again, the long-term health effects that those could have in relation to those who are in well-off communities. Those in well-off communities, they found, are much more knowledgeable when it comes to the health effects of the game of football and contact sports in general. So just something to think about, you know, because I never really thought about that. We've never had that conversation here on Current Sports, you know, being in desperation mode, those in poor communities saying, yeah, I see the statistics. And again, like I just stated, some not even really knowing the statistics or not taking them serious if they do, basically willing to risk, you know, that and say, you know what, go out there and still play. Because if you turn out to be somebody special in this game and go to the NFL, you could change the lives of our family and everybody around you. Your thoughts on that? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. While you guys are calling in and also weighing in on social media at facebook.com/WKAR News, you can tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me at Al Martin WKAR. On the other side of this final break, I'll read a few of your comments and take some of your calls. to close out this Wednesday edition of Current Sports. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870, 105.1 FM.